Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Darlene Price is here. Darlene's our new friend and our guest this half hour. She's the president and the founder of Well Said, Inc., which is a training and consulting company specializing in helping you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace whenever we're selling somebody something or trying to sell them on our ideas or our products. That's what she does, and she's the author of a new book called Well Said, Presentations and Conversations That Get Results. Darlene Price, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show. What a privilege.
Good to have you here. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Darlene, human beings are the one thing that is pretty darn unique about human beings over all other fauna is the fact that we have the ability to talk. We vocalize. We've got language. And, you know, I guess whales do too, and other animals do too in their own way, but we perfected it, haven't we, human beings?
I don't know about perfecting it, Jim, but we certainly have it as our primary means of communication.
Compared to others, you know, maybe so. Exactly. So why are we, after millennia of language development and use of language and the spoken and written word and et cetera, why are we still having to study this and work on getting better at it? Shouldn't we have this down pat by now?
Ideally, we'd have it down pat, Jim, but then it wouldn't be any fun. You know, I like a quote by the sage Confucius, interestingly, who once said, "Learn as though it cannot be mastered." Mm-hmm. And although I do not know why we do not yet have it mastered, ideally we need to learn as though it cannot be mastered. So we have plenty of room for improvement.
Well,
Jim, there's no replacement for face to face communication.
Well, that's the thing I wanted to ask you, and I want to take this on first, and then we'll get into some of your specifics. But in here we are in the second decade of the 21st century, when people can't listen to a speech or a concert or whatever without tweeting about it in the middle. You know, while it's going on. I mean, I was watching the Republican convention this week, and they showed some young people in the audience, and they had their phones in their hands. You know, they were tweeting while the speech was going on. How can you hear the speech if you're focused on tweeting about it? I mean, have we become so narcissistic that we can't just listen?
I don't know if it's narcissism, Jim, or just a culture that breeds multitasking, right? It's just a multitask organization.
Multi-distraction, really, isn't
it? A multi-distraction organization. And if I may quote you from a recent Wall Street Journal article, face-to-face is the original social media.
That's right.
An irreplaceable social media. And ultimately, when it comes to business, which I believe many of your listeners are, when it comes to business, there absolutely is no replacement for face-to-face. We are emotional creatures, Jim.
That's right.
Human beings, and that will not change. All the tweeting and texting will not change the fact that human beings are emotional creatures, and we make emotional decisions, and that those emotions, from a communication standpoint, those emotions are formed primarily from seeing the whites of eyes, reading body language, hearing voice tone,
mm-hmm.
and so that requires, at a minimum, vocal presence, ideally face-to-face visual presence. And, well, and the fact is, you don't have to be a motivational, charismatic speaker to present yourself or your message like a pro. I think many people shy away from public speaking or face-to-face presenting because they feel they lack the skill set, perhaps.
Right.
of making a good first impression. It's so much easier to enter text and also an electronic device.
Right.
When it's so much more powerful, verbally or non-verbally.
But what I'm worried about is, and you know, my audience knows I'm no Luddite. We use technology here. We use social media. It's very much a part of our world and our business. And I do too. And so this is not me being a Luddite, but it does. But I am concerned that we're using this so much that we're losing some skills. I mean, I wonder how many 20-something salespeople could actually feel comfortable and be effective at delivering a proposal face-to-face to a customer. I was perfecting that skill when I was in my 20s, and I wonder about that today. What do you think?
Well, I'm about to embark upon my 50s, and I'm still trying to perfect it. We haven't reached perfection
but you're
yet.
But you're doing it, though. You are doing
yes,
it, and you're comfortable
yes,
with it.
On a daily basis.
And you're successful
and
with it.
It's my professional passion to coach and train other people how to do it, because still, according to business surveys, when Fortune 100 executives are polled and surveyed, and ask the question, what is the number one skill set you look for when you're hiring or promoting a candidate for senior level management? The overwhelming majority says effective face-to-face communication skills.
Hear that, 20-somethings? This is really important.
One,
you know, I actually have heard executives, I've had executives tell me that they've been interviewing a young person and in their 20s, and during the interview, they actually did something on their smartphone. They responded to or picked up a text or did something in the interview.
Exactly.
That's not good, folks.
No, it's not. It is not etiquette. It is not business etiquette. That's not to say that eventually, in years to come, that it will change. And by no means, I don't want to sound like a dinosaur not keeping up with the times, but it isn't. Time is not going to change the way our human DNA
right.
is structured.
That's
and,
right.
and that is, we are meant to communicate face-to-face, and we get the most information about the other person and their message
right.
from nonverbal and verbal communication.
Well, the thing we have to realize is that it's not either or, Darlene, and I know this is what you're saying too. It's not either or, folks. It's both and. It's
yeah,
the new
it's
stuff
and
the face-to-face. Quickly, website, Darlene, quickly.
Yes, website, www.wellsaid.com.
That's the name of the book too. Quick break, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.